The epistle to be read today for the 12th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 3. Brethren, such confidence we have through Christ towards God, not that we are sufficient to think anything of ourselves as ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also hath made us fit ministers of the New Testament, not in the letter, but in the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit quickeneth. Now if the ministration of death, engraven with letters upon stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look upon the face of Moses, for the glory of his countenance, which is made void, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather in glory? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more the ministration of justice aboundeth in glory. In the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 10. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Blessed are the eyes that see the things which you see. For I say to you that many prophets and kings have desired to see the things that you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things that you hear and have not heard them. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up, tempting him, saying, 'Master, what must I do to possess eternal life?' But he said to him, 'What is written in the law? How readest thou?' He answering said, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself.' And he said to him, 'Thou hast answered rightly. This do and thou shalt live.' But he, willing to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'Who is my neighbor?' And Jesus answering said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, who also stripped him, and having wounded him, went away, leaving him half dead. And it chanced that a certain priest went down the same way, and seeing him, passed by. In like manner also a Levite, when he was near the place, and saw him, passed by. But a certain Samaritan, being on his journey, came near to him, and seeing him, was moved with compassion, and going up to him, bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and setting him upon his own beast, brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 pence and gave it to the host and said, 'Take care of him, and whatsoever thou should spend over and above, I at my return will repay thee.' Which is of these three, in thy opinion, was neighbor to him that fell among robbers?" But he said, "He that showed mercy to him." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do in like manner." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. King David was one of the greatest kings to ever live. He ruled the Israelites when Saul died about the year 1000 BC. He's also a great saint and wrote some of the books in the Old Testament. Now, one of the greatest trials and crosses he had during his lifetime was that one of his sons, Absalom, revolted against him. Absalom tried to overthrow his father and take his kingdom. He actually raised an army and went to battle against his father, King David. But his army was destroyed by the far more experienced army of his father. Now, there's an interesting story about King David at the time when his son Absalom was trying to take his kingdom. One day, as he was traveling with his army and faithful followers, a man named Shimei began to threaten and harass him. You see, Shimei was a relative of Saul, the previous king of the Israelites. After Saul disobeyed God, God chose David to succeed him. And of course, some of Saul's family was not too happy about that. And so King David was traveling Shimei saw them and began to curse David. He called out, come out, you man of blood. And when he saw King David, he began to throw stones at him. So all the people and all the warriors surrounded the king. In this way, none of the rocks and stones would hit David. And Shimei then pointed out that God now punished David because even his own son sought to betray him. One of David's faithful servants could not take it anymore. And so he asked David, why should this dead dog curse my lord and king? I will go and cut off his head. But the good King David stopped him. He said to his followers, let him alone and let him curse me, for God has bid him to curse me. And who should dare to question why God has done so? Continuing, David said, behold, my own son seeks to take my life. How much more should one of the house of Saul curse me? Let him alone, that he may curse me, as the Lord God has proposed him to do so. Perhaps the Lord may look upon my current affliction and may send me many blessings for bearing patiently the cursing I now receive. My dear faithful, what an example this holy king gives to us. David was the king of one of the greatest nations at the time. He was especially favored by God and chosen by God himself to rule over his chosen people. And here we see Shimei throwing stones and cursing him. And what does David say? Leave him alone. God in his providence has deemed it to be so. Should we question God in his infinite wisdom? And thus, he humbly and patiently bore with these insults. And so we see how important humility is. It is the foundation of the other virtues. And it is needed to be charitable to our neighbor. Now, as you know, the last few Sundays, the Epistle and the Gospel of the Mass have taught us some important points about humility. And again, St. Paul in today's Epistle reminds us to be humble. He says that we must have a great confidence in God and acknowledge that any good we do is from Him and not ourselves. God is the source of all our strength, and the one that will help us perform any good action. St. Paul says, not that we are sufficient to think anything of ourselves as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. For we can never practice humility and charity without God's grace. And the story of King David shows us how we need humility in order to practice charity. And with God's grace, without his grace, we can never be patient as King David was with Shimei. And so, too, we must be patient with all those who annoy and irritate us. We must patiently bear with the insults and curses of others. And we have to follow the holy King David's example. He knew that he was chosen by God himself to rule over Israel. And even though Saul's relatives was cursing him for this, King David told his servants to let him be. God and his heavenly Father had preordained this to happen. But how often do we act the opposite and get upset when others annoy and irritate us? We may think, well, we are justified. We don't deserve this kind of treatment. Well, just look at King David. He didn't deserve this treatment either. But how did he handle the situation? He said, God has done this, and I pray that by patiently bearing these insults, God will shower his blessings upon me. And so we must do the same. When we suffer some injury, we have to bear the cross or trial, and remember that it comes from God himself. It is the medicine for our sick and feeble souls that our Heavenly Father gives to cure us. And so don't look at it as a cross that you have to bear. Rather, look at it as a chance to take part in carrying part of Christ's cross. You know, when we see our cross, we usually see the back of the cross. But don't forget that Christ is on the other side. You see, God wants us to bear these crosses and trials patiently. Like King David, look at it as an opportunity to suffer in order to that God will bless you with many graces. My dear faithful, if you have any question on when and who you are to practice this charity towards, look at today's gospel. Our Lord tells us we must love our neighbor as ourselves, and we must treat others as we would want to be treated. And our neighbor is anyone we come in contact with. Just as the Good Samaritan helped the poor, bloody, bruised man in the gospel, the one he found lying in the street. In this parable, our Lord gives us a strong illustration to show how we must treat our neighbor, whether we like them or not. We must act like the Good Samaritan and be kind even to those who annoy or even offend us. As our Lord said, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that persecute and calumniate you. By these words, our Lord points out that all of us must be charitable, even to those we don't like. And so this precept of charity, to love our neighbor as ourselves, is absolutely necessary for salvation. And to practice this charity, we must be humble. We must be humble like King David. We cannot pick and choose what crosses or insults we will accept. We cannot say, I will accept it from this person or that person, but I can never accept it from that kind of person. We cannot limit our charity. We must be willing to accept whatever wrong or injury comes to us, for this is God's will for you. As King David did, you must excuse and even be kind to the person, because it really comes from God himself. And so we must cover that person with charity. That is, those who injure us, we must think of a good quality or characteristic of that person. And this will help you from thinking uncharitable thoughts about them. And so, my dear faithful, strive to work on that charity towards your neighbor and pray for the grace to be able to practice this Christ-like charity like King David. And as St. Alphonsus points out, let each one love his brother in charity. We all have our own faults. And if you have to bear with your neighbor's fault today, he will have to bear with your fault tomorrow. So like King David, when someone offends you or just irritates you, offer this up and say with this holy king, let him alone and let him curse me. God has willed it to be so. Who are we to question God's will? And then pray like David, O Lord, look upon my current afflictions and send me many blessings for bearing patiently the cross I now bear for love of you. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.